Coming up.
Coming soon to a Sonos speaker near you, Apple Music. How this unique partnership could be a music match made in heaven.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. If you subscribe to Apple Music, good news, you'll soon be able to queue up songs from your catalog to a wireless speaker system from Sonos. This is a public beta that launches on December 15th, and it will mark the first time Apple pairs with an outside hardware maker to integrate its music streaming service. Here with all the details now is WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thanks. So this new Apple and Sonos deal, how exactly will this work? As long as you have both Apple Music and a Sonos speaker, you're good?
Yep, exactly. If you have a Sonos speaker, you'll be able to add Apple Music as a service inside of the Sonos app, which is available on Macs, PCs, Android, and iOS. And you just basically put in your credentials there. Technically, it's a beta program. But it's a public beta, so it's open to everyone in the world who has a Sonos speaker and an Apple Music subscription.
Cool. So all the features of Apple Music will be available?
Not all the features, but almost all the features.
Okay.
The one thing that's missing is called Connect. So inside of the Apple Music app, you can follow specific artists or bands that you like. And when they upload maybe a new song or a new music video or share some photos on tour, then you can see all that stuff there. So that is actually missing in this Sonos integration. But what will be there is My Music, which is basically the library of songs you create. And if you've bought stuff on iTunes, that'll show up there as well. And then a section called For You, which is what Apple uses to basically suggest playlists that you might be interested in. And most of these playlists are human curated. And then there's also the Beats Radio part as well.
Now, this has been in the works since Apple Music was first introduced back in June. What makes this particular partnership unique?
What really makes it unique is what Apple's doing. For Sonos, this is kind of what they do. You can find Spotify, Tidal, Pandora, Google Play, SoundCloud, almost every single major music streaming service has this sort of integration. But for Apple, this is very unique because normally Apple doesn't give other companies, outside companies, access to their online services in this way. Mm-hmm. So what Sonos does is the Sonos app essentially acts as a controller that can contact that service, you know, over the internet and pull down the music it needs and play it through your speakers. So it's not streaming from your phone or anywhere else. They're going directly to the source, in this case, Apple. So that sort of partnership and collaboration for this company is very, very unique.
Is this a good sign, and is there any indication that Apple will work with other outside hardware makers for more music compatibility?
You know, I think it's probably only a matter of time. Apple really wants Apple Music to succeed and to take off, and I think eventually, make up for what is a declining business in terms of music sales. The iTunes music store still is the place where more music is sold than anywhere else in the world, but people are moving, slowly but surely over to streaming instead of purchasing music. So they really want to make sure that this is kind of where people go next. So if there's somewhere where people are listening to music, they want to be there. And this is one of those places where they're recognizing that not everybody is going to be using an Apple device. That's part of why they have this app available on Android to begin with. I think you're going to see more collaborations like this. I think they'll be slow about it, and they'll be very particular because a lot of speakers out there, have Bluetooth, things like that, which allow you to basically play the music there, but not at the same high level of quality. What Sonos really offers with their Wi-Fi speakers is multi-room listening, really, really stable sound, really high quality stuff. So that's part of why they had to, do this collaboration so deeply. But I think you'll see more things like this in the future. And I think Apple Music is kind of the best example of Apple loosening its traditionally really, really kind of in-house approach.
So we're off to a good start, it seems. Nathan, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
And once again, this rolls out on December 15th, right before the holidays. So if you don't have a Sonos speaker, maybe this is a good time to get one. That'll wrap up the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcast. You can hear all of our podcasts there. You can also follow us for all the latest updates on Twitter at @WSJPodcast and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.